Welcome to LifeRx Podcast, a show about living consciously in all aspects of your life with authenticity and integrity. I'm Eva Patel. Welcome again to the show and hope you all had a wonderful week. Today we're going to be talking about soul consciousness. Soul consciousness has been intriguing to me, and since there's been so much shift in soul consciousness on the planet, I felt I wanted to share some of my knowledge with you about this subject. So I suggest you get your journal and your pen out again, and there's going to be a lot of information that you might want to jot down. With the vastness of this very valuable information that I'm going to share with you today, I want you to listen to it more than once so you can get the golden nuggets. At the end of the show, we'll also do a short meditation on tapping into your soul consciousness. A quote from Rumi that I like says, "When you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving in you, a joy." So after a short break, we will start the show. Soul consciousness is a state of mind we experience when our internal compass point shifts from our body, mind, and ego to the observer of the body, mind, and ego. Since consciousness is the basis of all reality, any shifts in consciousness changes every aspect of our reality. So reality is created by consciousness, differentiating into cognition, moods, emotion, perceptions, behavior, speech, social interactions, environment, interactions with forces of nature and biology. As consciousness evolves, these different aspects of our consciousness also change. I'm sure you've all heard the little thing about the drop of the water in the ocean of life. Well, when one reaches a state of enlightenment, it's the knowing that we are part of the ocean the whole time. You and God are now one because there is no you left anymore. Sometimes when people try to conceptualize this by projecting their current sense of self into unity consciousness, they are afraid of losing their old identity. They lose their existence, their memories, their individual perspective. But the enlightened person doesn't see it that way. They understand that personal identity was an illusion to begin with. They realize that nothing real or valuable is ever lost on the path of enlightenment. They are experiencing their original identity, but only now recognizing that its completeness and its full glory. So how do we start this process, which sometimes seems so overwhelming? Well, I have a three-step process. So surrender and release, number one, surrender and release all that you are holding on to that no longer serves you. Your thoughts, your belief systems, your patterns, your behaviors, the way you are, change what doesn't serve you in today's time, in the present moment. Number two, make a conscious effort to work on this in your daily life, to simplify your life and to meditate daily. Number three, stop trying to be someone who you're not and work on being your authentic self. So now let's talk about higher states of consciousness. Every spiritual tradition speaks of higher states of consciousness. I found that in the Vedanta, there was such a structured map of these stages of development that I'd like to share some of these with you. The average person only experiences three states of consciousness in an entire lifetime. These are deep sleep, dreams, and waking states of consciousness. The brain functions measurably different in all of these states. So in brain biology and brain waves, they show that these different characteristics between sleep, dream, and waking states of consciousness. In spiritual practice, or sadhana, begins a process by which an individual transforms his or her consciousness from three common states of consciousness to higher states of consciousness. So through any of the four primary yoga practices, and they're the yogas of being, feeling, thinking, and doing. The mind is led past its conditioned state to its pure, unconditioned state. So now that I've talked about the first three stages of consciousness, beyond the first three states of consciousness are the following four states: soul consciousness, cosmic consciousness, divine consciousness, and unity consciousness. As each state of consciousness unfolds within us, it opens us to a newer, more expanded reality. Now I'm going to discuss with you each one of these. Number one, soul consciousness. Soul consciousness is when you are an observer, as I had mentioned earlier. You experience and cultivate soul consciousness when you meditate. So during meditation, you begin to identify with this aspect of yourself, which is beyond thinking and feeling. It's the silent witness or observer. You then begin to feel more calm, centered, and intuitive in your daily life. As this authentic core within you becomes stronger, there's less emotional drama in your life, your relationships are more loving and compassionate, and you find a deeper connection with your environment and with nature. You experience greater balance in your life, and meditation also reduces and lowers your heart rate, your blood pressure, and enhances your immune system. As you practice daily meditation, you're going to be less prone to getting sick. Now let's move to cosmic consciousness. So number two is cosmic consciousness. Cosmic consciousness is a state when soul consciousness gets stabilized and the witnessing awareness is present all the time in waking, dreaming, and sleeping states. The observer self is unbounded, but the body and the conditioned mind is localized. So basically the phrase, to be in the world and not of it, describes this flavor of cosmic consciousness. In this state, even during deep sleep, the witnessing awareness is fully awake and there is a realization that one is not mind and body, which is in the field of change, but rather an eternal spirit that transcends space and time. Although cosmic consciousness is not the pinnacle of enlightenment, nevertheless, it marks the critical transition from identity-bound conditioned life to a life of freedom in self-knowledge. Now we move to divine consciousness. Number three is divine consciousness. Divine consciousness is the expansion of cosmic consciousness, where the ever-present witnessing awareness is experienced not only in the silence of the self, but also in the most abstract qualities of nature and the mind. As the individual starts to access these unused realms of the psyche, they will activate extraordinary spiritual abilities previously thought to be unattainable. These include experiences such as knowledge of past or future, clairvoyance, a refined sense of taste, smell, touch, sight. In other words, objects experienced simultaneously on a gross sensory level or subtle, more abstract levels. Now, I know in India, gurus that reach these states of consciousness, their diets change, their lives change, because I think everything is so expanded in their horizon. So this appreciation is a form of a more refined perspective of the heart and love for their spiritual growth. By experiencing these patterns and deeper connections that underlie external diversity, we find that the soul is stirred by a profound sense of beauty, an awe, a compassion, a gratitude and love. So this divine consciousness also brings a deeper experience of liberation, as the external sensory world is no longer seen as a kind of spiritual exile which the soul must endure, but rather the world is a manifestation of beauty and love of one's consciousness and therefore an integral part of one's spirituality. Now let's move to the fourth one, unity consciousness. Unity consciousness is a state of consciousness where the ever-present witness is not just recognized as the core self of one's existence, but it's now perceived as a primary reality of every experience. You, as the observer, are that pure consciousness. The process of observation is also that consciousness. and the object of observation is that same pure consciousness. That oneness or unity dominates awareness even when one engages in the same mundane details of life as before. So one ceases to identify with the individual body-mind apparatus and sees themselves as the whole universe, as one's physical body. Of course, there's the personal body, and that's in the material universe, but they experience through the senses. But that now they are cognized to be incorporated into that single one reality of consciousness. So now that you understand the four higher states of consciousness, we'll take a short break and I'll get back to soul consciousness. Soul consciousness. We come into the awareness that bridges the gap between the infinite realm of soul consciousness and the more limited realm of human consciousness. It is important that this gap be filled and that the human consciousness becomes absorbed in and aligned with soul consciousness, for this is the pathway of awakening. There is much to release and much to let go of as the soul awakens to its true self. This is a trip that the soul embarks upon as a journey within. So it is purposeful and is meaningful to do all that is necessary to become focused and to accelerate the journey. Soul consciousness is a term that is used that brings into focus the sense of the infinite capacity and the infinite unified presence that exists within the soul. So to comprehend infinity with the mind is near impossible task, but to feel the infinity through the consciousness of the soul is a magnified statement and expression of being that can be felt. It can be known and it can be aligned with. So coming into soul consciousness is indeed a goal of every soul as the pathway of awakening and the pathway of remembering what is walked. Soul consciousness is at the very core of one's existence. It is a place that is in the environment and within nature and in one's being, where one is being understood. So this is one of the reasons why, you know, when we go in nature and go for a walk, you can really align to nature and you connect at another level. So there's an understanding and a knowing of the connectedness of all things. This is where there's an understanding and a knowing of the infinite expression of the Creator in and through all the dimensions of creation. It is a place where there's a perfect stillness, a perfect silence. It is where there's an absolute knowing of the truth, of that which is eternal, immutable, and unchangeable. There can only be one truth of existence, and that is to discover that truth, align with that truth, and become absorbed in and unified with that truth. That is to come into the consciousness of truth within the soul. Soul consciousness is not something that comes and goes. Soul consciousness is not like wrapping a birthday present that looks and appears to be beautiful, but then disappears as the packaging is opened. Soul consciousness is the entire package. It's everything that you are as a soul. It's the awareness of all that you are as a soul. It is the statement of being of who you are as the element of, as a part of the very Creator. So soul consciousness is knowing that you are the Creator, manifesting in and through creation. Soul consciousness is the simplest understanding, knowing the truth, being the truth, and expressing the truth in all that you are. So there's a simple mantra that I say daily, and I'll share this with you. I am all that is. I hold all that is in my heart. This is a mantra that you may want to write down and say yourself daily as well. So to come into soul consciousness requires dedication, commitment, and a consistent effort. Soul consciousness opens the doors to awareness that are far beyond any concepts or understandings that have ever been perceived by the human mind. As you dedicate yourself to this task of awakening, you become consistent in applying the purity of what is known, As you awaken to this inner reality, the golden doorways of soul consciousness open and continue to open until there is a combined and underlying presence that is simply known. In this present, you truly walk as one, consciously knowing all that is, consciously understanding and expressing that inner truth of oneness, the inner truth of expression that the Creator in all that exists. It's not complicated, but it is a process. It demands your focus, and it demands your attention to every feeling, every thought, and every action. It's a process of awakening that requires continuous and consistent focus and application. It is a pathway that you are on, so why not open to the reality of the journey and let the truth from within become the totality of your expression as a soul, as you become into and are one with the unifying consciousness of the soul. Another mantra that I say is, I give love, I live love, I am love. The more I opened my heart and served selflessly, the more awakened I became. It was almost like my heart opened like the lotus petals, and I became one with all that is, trusting that everything is exactly as it should be in any given moment. So I'm like the ocean of life, trusting that I am a part of all that is. So now that we've got through the technical difficult part, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about how you can raise and expand your consciousness. So it means that you need to become more conscious at all levels and aspects of your life. No more living on automatic pilot. It means stop the noise in your life, at least for some period each time of the day. So in meditation or contemplation for the purpose of exploring the real self, you start this journey of self-discovery of who you truly are as an unlimited divine being having a temporary human experience. You start opening yourself to all the possibilities. Explore the wonders and the glory that are contained within yourself, around you, in nature, in everywhere on the planet and in the universe. Explore the intricacies and the complexities of all the kingdoms of the earth and that you've never paid attention to before. And explore your heart and discover the little you that lives in there, that's the God self that you truly are, another aspect of your eternal identity. Start exploring the vastness, the wonders of love and patience of the being whom we call Mother Earth. She ensouls us and provides life, intelligence, and energy in every living particle on Earth, including all kingdoms visible and invisible. Mother Earth is one who, for millions of years of evolution, has provided for you. Her body is the platform of evolution. As you honor Mother Earth and honor her body, she is one who can assist you tremendously in raising your consciousness and your environment. One of the things that I do is be in nature at least once a day. Just go out, smell the roses, listen to the birds chirping, do whatever it takes to be part of Mother Earth. And I just wanted to let you know that we've now entered a time when Mother Earth is going through the next change of her evolutionary process. This shift involves the acceleration of energies, which will affect everything on the planet, including each of you. In recent years, there have been many increasing vibrations of levels of light pouring onto the planet, causing many shifts. So ultimately, you are opening to move out of the limitation of our perceiving of this third world dimensional experience, and you're finally opening to experience your higher aspects of yourself and moving into your true personal power as individuals who have come together for the good of all. That will be experienced through the consciousness connection of your soul. How you each experience that is up to you as individuals. However, one thing's for sure, it will continue to be a part of the unprecedented time of accelerated change. It is all important to realize that this is a planetary event, so the energies will affect everyone, whether you choose to or to become conscious or not. The choice of power at this time is to gain some clear, grounded information so that you can learn how to integrate these powerful higher energies and move into shifts of this new age consciously and gracefully. So as you start raising your consciousness, you're going to find that your desires, your interests, and your priorities are going to start changing. You will start to realize that they are the creator and the prime authority of your life, in spite of all other external appearances. You will use your new awareness and the knowledge that you're gaining by the expansion of your consciousness to create a new reality for yourself, the one you've always wanted with no limitations. You will start creating a life surrounded with more beauty, more joy, more ease, more flow, love, and happiness that you could never have thought possible. And that is how raising your consciousness will affect your present life. Gradually, you're going to start opening your heart more to the possibility of this new reality. As you start clearing your emotional and mental bodies of old belief systems that no longer serve you and are keeping you in present limitations, all your desires and all your dreams will start manifesting into your reality. You will be free to live the kind of life you've always wanted, no matter what it is that you have desired. This means, my beloved listeners, that you still possess this knowledge in the deep recesses of your soul and your subconscious mind, and that you can resurrect it back to your present awareness. As you let go of this erroneous and distorted belief that have limited you for so long, you will be able to remember your former state and totally manifest it into your present physical life. So now we'll take a short break, and I'm going to end the show with a simple meditation practice that you can practice on your own. This meditation process is a different meditation to what I had done earlier in a previous show. It's a deeper sense of meditation for soul consciousness. So to begin the meditation, sit on a straight chair or in a cross-legged position on a firm surface. Keep the spine straight and the chin parallel to the floor. If you have assumed the correct posture, your body will be stable yet relaxed, so that it is possible to remain completely still without moving a muscle. Such stillness, devoid of restless body movements and adjustments, is essential for the attainment of this deep meditative state. Now, with the eyelids half closed or completely closed, whatever is more comfortable to you, look upward, focusing the gaze and your attention through looking out through the point between your eyebrows, the third eye chakra, the sixth chakra. Gaze your concentration there. Do not cross your eyes or strain them, just the upward gaze that comes naturally when you're very relaxed and calm and concentrated. What is important is fixing the whole attention to that point between the brows. That point, also known as the third eye, the sixth chakra, is soul consciousness. The purpose of this meditation will be fulfilled when you find this soul consciousness automatically, concentrated at the spiritual eye, and you'll experience, according to your inner spiritual capacity, a state of joyous, divine union with your soul. Since this is a deeper meditation, this process takes time and discipline and practice. So start off with a few minutes of staying in that space, and then gradually add a few minutes per day. And it's okay if it takes time for you to get to that deep sense of relaxation. This is a way for you to connect to your soul consciousness. So keep practicing and stay focused. Well, that's it, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the show and the meditation. Don't forget, you can call us or send us an email. You can email us at liferxpodcast@gmail.com, or you can call us at 415-322-8777. We appreciate your feedback, so keep it coming. Thanks again, and stay tuned for the show, because we have some great guests lined up for you in the next few weeks. Namaste.